November 13, 1938. How the truths on the divine will form the regime, the law, the fierce army. The knowledge will open eyes for the possession of such a good. The seal of the Most Holy Trinity as a sign to know whether we live in the divine will. My flight in the divine volition continues. I can't do without it. I would feel as if I myself were killing my own soul. Heaven is watching me, and how could I live without my life? Then, I was thinking to myself about the truths that Jesus told me about his holy divine will, but like I wanted to raise doubts, not understanding well. So I said to myself, how is it possible that one can reach such a point by living in the divine volition? And my beloved Jesus, surprising me, all goodness said, my blessed daughter, do not be surprised. My will has the power to let the creature reach every place, as long as she remains with it. Now, you must know that its kingdom will be formed and founded on the truths I have manifested. The more truths I manifest, the more sumptuous, beautiful, majestic and superabundant in goods and joys this kingdom will be. My truths will form the regime, the laws, the food, the fierce army, the defense and the very life of those who will live in it. Each of my truths will have its own distinct office. One will be the master, one the most loving father, one the most tender mother who carries her daughter on her lap to protect her from every danger, rocking her in her arms, feeding her with her love, clothing her in light. In sum, every truth will be the bearer of a special good. See how this kingdom of my will be. I have been talking so much about it. I feel sorry when you are not attentive enough to write everything, because you will cause an additional good to be missing, since creatures will enjoy according to their knowledge. Knowledge will reveal the life, the light and the good for them to possess. It is almost impossible to possess a good without knowing it. It would be as if they had no eyes to see, no intelligence to understand, no hands to work, no feet to walk, and no heart to love. On the other hand, the first thing knowledge does is to give them eyes, to prevent them from being like the poor blind. It lets them look, understand and desire the good and the life it wants to give them. Furthermore, the knowledge of my truths becomes, itself, the actor and spectator transmitting its own life to the creature. Now, you must know that the acts done in my will are inseparable, although distinct among themselves, distinct in their sanctity, in their beauty, in love and in wisdom. They will carry the seal of the Most Holy Trinity, for while the divine persons are distinct among each other, they remain inseparable, one is the will, one sanctity, one the beauty, and so forth. In the same way, these acts will be inseparable yet distinct, enclosing within themselves the seal of the Supreme Holy Trinity, one and three, three and one. Even more, these acts will possess it as their own life. They will be the greatest glory for us, and the whole of heaven, in seeing in them our divine lives being multiplied for us many acts performed in our will. Then, I was thinking to myself, how can one know whether he is living in the divine will? My sweet Jesus added, my daughter, it's easy to know it. You must know that, when my fiat reigns in the soul, it keeps its act in continuous operation. It cannot be present and not do something. It is life, and it must breathe, move, palpitate, make itself heard. It must have its primary operating act so the creature feels its empire, and follows its acts, almost continuously, in the divine will. Therefore, continuation is a sure sign that one lives in it. With this continuation, he feels the need of divine breathing, motion and attitude. Therefore, if he stops his continuous acts, he feels as though he is missing life, motion and everything else. Soon he restarts his continuous acts, because he knows that it would cost too much to do otherwise. It would cost him divine life, and one who has possessed it can hardly let it go. Now, what is this action of the creature in the divine will? It is the sequence of my life and of my will in the creature, because only my will has the virtue of being unceasing in its continuous acts. Otherwise, if it could be said so, everyone and everything would remain as if paralyzed and with no life. But this cannot be. Now the creature does not possess by herself this virtue of operating continuously, but when united with my will, she has the virtue, the strength, the will and the love to do it. How much she can change things. In fact, the creature who lets herself be carried and possessed by it can make such changes that she no longer recognizes herself, if she even retains a distant memory of her past life. There's also another sign. When my will sees the soul being disposed, it first embalms her will, her pains with an air of peace. Then it forms its throne. Therefore, one who lives in my will possesses a strength that is never extinguished. A love that does not love anybody, but truly loves all in God. To how many sacrifices she exposes herself for all and for each one in particular. Poor daughter, she is the true martyr and victim of all. Oh! How many times in seeing her suffering, I look at her with so much tenderness and compassion, and to cheer her up I say, my daughter, you received my same destiny. Poor daughter, courage. Your Jesus loves you more. And in feeling more loved by me, she smiles in the sufferings and abandons herself in my arms. My daughter, to experience, to possess what my will can do, creatures need to be inside of it. Otherwise they won't understand a thing.